You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Yes. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. We'll get back to your phone calls. Plus, is Aaron Boone considering the decision that could win the New York Yankees the 2024 World Series? But it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. We are about 51 hours away from first pitch of the World Series, and it got me thinking about this Yankee year. And I want to give you today, complete with audio when we get to number one.
Oh, look at you.
Doing my job, Ev.
All right. Fancy.
All right. The five moments it thought like the Yankees were doomed this year.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Who remembers the end of spring training? Gerrit Cole's nerve elbow inflammation. We all panicked. Who the heck is going to replace the rotation? Who's Luis Gil? Remember that before opening day?
I remember everyone panicked.
Yeah.
Except for me.
Yeah.
I told you, stay calm. It's once every 5 days.
Right. And it's actually probably a good thing for him.
It turned out to be.
He doesn't have to exhaust himself.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes, but that was number five. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Anybody remember what happened before the home opener this year? Anybody?
What happened before the home opener this year?
We had an earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
The home opener earthquake. I was in stands at the time and the floor shook. After a great road trip to start the year, the Yankees came home. The ground shook. People panicked in New York. And then the Yankees got shut out with Marcus Stroman on the hill and they lost 3-0.
That's true. Opening day, very similar to today.
Right.
Because today, I underdressed for Craig Carton's Hall of Fame ceremony, and on opening day, I was mocked for wearing a Jets sweatshirt with a stain on it.
I'm a loser.
When I went to opening day with you.
Shout out, Mr. Softy. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Aaron Judge's first month up until his ejection on May 3rd. Was he broken? It felt like the season was getting away from him.
Right.
Him and only from the historical numbers.
Him and Francisco Lindor.
Yeah.
Both of them. How about that, T?
Mm-hmm.
Both of those guys had terrible Aprils, and there was concern that they may be washed up.
Okay, next.
Number two.
This I specifically remember Evan not being here for because Tiki had to talk me off the ledge. And that was June 7th when Juan Soto's forearm injury scare led to an MRI taking him out of the lineup versus the Dodgers.
That's right. He missed that entire series.
That's right.
Talked about that the other day. Made us think like the Dodgers were much better than the Yankees.
And it felt like, oh, the Yankees hiding something before this Dodgers.
There are two key things that are going to be very different about Yankees-Dodgers in June and Yankees-Dodgers in October. Number one, Juan Soto's playing baseball. And number two, Dodger fans aren't getting a police escort into Yankee Stadium.
Damn right.
I almost forgot about that.
That's right.
You've paid enough for tickets. You're not paying for a police escort. Those are our tax dollars.
Right.
Damn right.
Here we go.
Number one.
And the number one moment, it felt like the Yankees were doomed this year. It occurred on July 30th, and we were here on trade deadline day. We get the news. Gerrit Cole was scratched from his start with general body fatigue. Can anything just go right in this town ever? Ever, man?
Things are going pretty well in Queens.
No, not for a World Series fan. We're just dying for a freaking parade in this town, and this has to happen now on a day like this. We're having good vibes. I can't take it anymore.
Are you going
to
cry?
I'm finally believing. I got roped back in. Jazz Chisholm, I can't wait to buy his jersey. And we got general body fatigue with no update on the trade deadline day? It's like having a balloon pop, bro.
Right, it is. It is bad timing.
I can't take it, man.
It's bad timing to have a general body fatigue.
It's the worst day to get this news. I give up.
You give up?
Dude, it's been 70 years since we got a parade. We're not going to get one ever.
Oh, you're turning red. Well, first
you
of all,
bitch.
There's a parade tomorrow. Oh,
exactly. Yep.
That was the audio of integrity. I gave up on July 30th with that news.
I respect that. I appreciate you holding yourself accountable. We try to do that around
And we
here.
Never really found out what that general body fatigue thing was, did we?
I think it was general body fatigue.
But what does that even mean?
Yeah, it turned out to really be nothing.
It was nothing. Yeah. It was just he wants a day off. Maybe he had something going on. Maybe it was, I don't know.
Whatever it was.
Whatever it was.
It's a reminder.
Skip, I need a day off. Just make something up. Okay, general body fatigue.
General soreness.
Sure, that made sense.
You were right about something, but so wrong about something. Here's the part where you're right. I think we all understand as fans having an emotional reaction to scary news.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know. Injuries in sports are things you can't control. So when you hear an update like that, I totally get why you'd be scared. But where you're really screwed up is, quote, I give up.
Mm.
And that's when you heard me even respond. Like, yeah. You give up.
Well, because I took that as we're about to lose Cole for the year on the trade deadline. And now this whole rally. Remember, I had just picked myself up off the mat of the Ranger elimination a month later.
Can I ask you a crazy question?
Yeah.
Just an insane question.
I'm sure it will.
Let's say Garrett Cole never pitched again after that. Right? He was out for the year. All your fears were true. Would we be here right now?
No.
I think there's a chance we are.
No, I don't.
I really do.
I'll do you one better.
Without Cole?
Yeah. I think there's a chance.
I don't think they're the one seed, that's for sure.
I think that they win the division in all likelihood.
Well, that's only because Baltimore just couldn't get out of their own way.
Well, that's irrelevant.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're right, but okay. I think they win the division, and I think Clark Schmidt coming back healthy has been a big help. Luisio would have been in the rotation earlier in terms of the postseason. And I think you guys win anyway. Now, I'm not convinced you beat the Dodgers that Garrett Cole, obviously. But I think there's an argument to be made that you'd be in the same position.
Am I losing my mind? Or do we? I know Cole hasn't pitched great. We didn't lose a Cole start, either of the two starts, right? The first one was the Rodon versus the Royals. And was it the Clark Schmidt start they lost versus Cleveland?
He didn't pitch overall like
great.
He didn't
pitch great.
But no, they've won every postseason.
But now move everything up a peg.
Right. The second one, he was 4 2/3, right? Is that what it was? I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, so it was his last start he made was 4 1/3, 2 runs.
That's what it was.
The 7-inning start against the Royals, 1 run. And his first start was 5 innings, 3 runs.
All right, so Carlos Rodon starts game 1 versus the Royals, not Garrett Cole. Maybe he implodes their down 1-0.
Maybe.
Then maybe Cole Reagan shuts down. Maybe they never even get out of the first round without Garrett Cole.
Hey, it's possible. I'm also saying there's a chance they're still here.
Chance, but there's no guarantee. That would have been a big deal.
Look, Garrett Cole makes them exponentially. Not Sean. Tiki.
Exponentially.
Exponentially, but I'm not trusting you with words.
Why?
Because you don't know words.
I talk like you do into a microphone every day.
Yeah, but you're like me in that we forget words and we're not good at it.
Fair.
So I trust Tiki. Tiki knows lots of big words.
That's true.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
All right.
That was a great Cinco de Favo.
Let's go next.
That was a good one. It brought back all the negative. Even though I don't remember the earthquake being a harbinger of bad tidings.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a stretch.
That was more like, is the world coming to an end?
Yeah.
Get an earthquake in New York. We never get earthquakes in New York.
Yeah. All I can think about.
The Yankees are doomed.
You're right. All I can think about from that opening day was the horrible sweatshirt choice I made with the stain, but also how good the ice cream was. Like that ice cream at Yankee Stadium. If you're going to the World Series Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I don't think the temperatures are going to be nearly as nice as they've been the last few days.
Doesn't matter.
You have to have ice cream.
I'm a big ices guy.
It'll be warmer than it was that day on opening day.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the 60s, mid-60s or so.
Yeah.
That ice cream was delicious.
Oh, my
God. Of all the food that we had, I could have done without it, just that ice cream.
Oh.
When you wrap your tongue around the sprinkles, just sitting in that bed of
amazing.
Soft syrup.
Amazing. Amazing. And I got crap not only for the sweatshirt, but because I ate it out of a Yankee helmet. What do you want me to do?
You left the helmet.
Yeah, I didn't keep the helmet. I handed it to Sean or Sean's sister or somebody related to Sean. I don't even remember who. But someone got that damn helmet. It's not like I took it home and cleaned it. It's not like Dudley's eating, food out of the Yankee helmet. I would never.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Never allow such a thing. Let's go to Andy in New Haven. How you doing today, Andy?
Doing all right. How about you, gentlemen?
Good. A little drugged up, but other than that, I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, nothing wrong with that necessarily, nothing. In moderation. But yeah. I will say, just right off the bat, anyone who knows me, my friends, anyone. So Game 7 of the World Series and Election Day are 3 days apart this year.
Oh my.
The Yankees are in the World Series. There's a really good chance that I might be the most insufferable person on Earth sometime around November 6th through indefinitely. So my friends and people around me, people in my midst, better beware. Evan, don't think I forgot about our James Garfield podcast either.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We're going to do that. We're going to do that on Election Day.
We're in like 10 days left almost. So.
You know, and speaking of Election Day, what we're going to do, we may not do it much on the air, is I'm printing out maps of the United States of America, and everyone is going to color in their predictions for Election Day, red and blue, obviously. And we're going to have an electoral map challenge. You, Andy, are more than welcome to send one in. RicoB@gmail.com. If anyone wants to partake, we're going to make our predictions. Okay, have a good time. That'll be
fun. That's perfect. Well, I just jotted that down, and I look forward to participating. Listen, I have a political science degree. Nice. If I can't beat Sean in this, I'm going to be really worried.
Yeah, no, Sean's finishing last. Don't worry, he doesn't even know the stakes. He's all right.
I know 40. I am scheduled to go to the game on Wednesday, Game 5.
Yeah.
Never in my life did I think I would be able to, or actually buy tickets to the World Series, but here I am. I'm very excited. My girlfriend and I are going. She nearly fainted when I told her. When I tell you my hands were sweating when I placed the order, it was really a surreal experience.
Was it because your excitement, or was it because of the price tag that you were putting down?
Probably both. Is she a big fan too?
Absolutely. She's a big fan. It's been a massive part of our relationship. You know, like our favorite thing is going to Yankee games together. And Evan, it was both. It was really both.
I understand.
You know, I'm in the building. I have a seat, but you know, that alone is enough. But I do want to just, on my way out, maybe suggest a topic for a Cinco de Five-O, being maybe in the spirit of this upcoming World Series matchup, the top five moments that lived up to the expectations in sports. Mm-hmm. So consider maybe the
with this Yankees team, or just in general?
No, just in general, like all time moments that lived up to the hype. We're talking about this could be an epic. This could be
series of all time. I'll give you one that's obviously should be on this list.
Should be number one if you're thinking about
the Thriller in Manila.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of the Thrill in Manila. I was thinking of Giants Patriots.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because it's funny. There was hype for it because, hey, we're the little guy, and I was rooting for the Giants. Yeah. When I say we, like, trust me, I wanted the Patriots losing as much as anybody. They're undefeated.
That's why you don't root for the Dodgers, Loogie.
That's right. Well, I'm not going to say that. You think about the last game they played during the regular season. Like, I had a belief the Giants could win that game. They not only win the game, it's one of the great Super Bowls and great Super Bowl plays in the history. So I would say number one on a list of living up to the hype that we gave something, and maybe it's because I'm too young for Thrill in Manila.
Yeah, well, I'm being biased, I guess. I am too, but my coach in college showed it to us in, like, training camp. And so we'd watch around. Nobody knew. We'd watch around every day. And so by the end, we figured out what happens.
Right.
Which is, he doesn't answer the bell.
That's an amazing way to watch that.
It is.
Around every day.
Because it was this is early 90s, late in 1997, 98. So nobody has, like, the internet.
Right.
So you can't just, you could go do extra research if you really wanted
to.
Or you could ask somebody, but we didn't care. We're stupid.
Genuinely didn't know who won?
19, 20-year-old kid. We had no idea. I think we knew who won, but we didn't know how it went down.
I gotcha.
We didn't know that he didn't answer the bell.
Right.
And so the basic thesis after the
wow. That's a great reason to show about it.
It was awesome.
Wow.
And we loved it.
No, I'm sure that's a great answer. The only reason, like, to me, it's tough to use something I wasn't alive for. And in your case, were you alive for it?
Or
you were like two?
No, I was a baby.
Okay. is that we don't know what the hype actually was. Like, our dad can tell us.
Right.
My dad can tell
us.
Well, like,
yeah, we can't feel the hype.
We can't feel the hype. I mean, Super Bowl Giants-Patriots won. We felt the hype.
Yeah.
See, I think there's two. I think you have the wrong Giant-Patriot game.
The second one?
No, the hype going into the Week 17 game when they were going for the undefeated regular season and the Giants standing in their way, and that game was actually better than the Super Bowl game.
Which one?
We forget about it because the Super Bowl happened. Yeah, yeah. The final game of the regular season, that was a standalone Saturday night game that they moved off NFL Network. Everybody was so hyped up for. And it was back and forth with the offense and the scoring. It was like a heavyweight fight that night.
But I don't think it was hyped.
Oh, it was. We forget it wasn't because the playoffs played out and then the Super Bowl happened. That was the most hyped regular season football game I can remember, especially around here. And the other one I would give you.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was big time. Game 7, 2003 ALCS.
Oh, really? Okay. You know what I was going to say? Game 7, 2001 World Series. Because you had this incredible pitching matchup scheduled between Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling.
Yeah, but it's also not for the thing. The ring. It's not for the, like, that is.
No, mine is. It's game 7 of the World Series. That was for the ring.
Sean's wasn't.
It's Yankees-Red Sox, though.
It was the rivalry. Now, they snapped it the next year, but it was a game 7 that wasn't competitive.
The game lived up to the hype of, because, look, there are a lot of game 7s in history that just, they're okay. Mm. But they're not as good as the precursor. Like, not New York involved, obviously, but if you guys remember the Cardinal-Ranger World Series from 11, game 6 was an all-timer.
Right.
David Freese, Josh Hamilton, Nelson Crowley. It was nuts. That game was drunk. And then you get to game 7, and I can't tell you anything about game 7. Like, I know the Cardinals won, but I sort of forgot what happened because game 7 was just so not as amazing as game 6. So that's one that where it doesn't live up to
right.
it. And I think in the case of Yankee, I think that's a good one. All right, you going to do that Cinco tomorrow, or have we already basically done it?
I think we just did it.
I think we just did the whole thing. It's a good one, though. It's a good one because he's right about this. And I think we're all starting to let it marinate in our heads. Yankees-Dodgers is one of the most hyped-up World Series we've ever had.
It is. It is. It's exactly what TV wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got all the stars. Sean and I did this yesterday. All the stars that are in this game, even if Freddie Freeman's 35 years old, he's a hero from Atlanta. He's a national name in baseball.
By the way, he's like the sixth star in this series.
I know. Yeah. It's almost like he's irrelevant. It's Freddie Freeman, for Christ's sake.
You know what this series is missing, though? The thing that would have put it over the top? In his prime, Clayton Kershaw.
Right.
Oh, for sure.
That would have just been...
Yeah, but he always struggled in it, though.
That's fine.
That adds to the story.
That adds to it,
now,
yeah.
Evan, I'm going to pose you a question. You didn't have a chance to answer yesterday. If you had to bet in this series, Ohtani, Judge, Stanton, Soto, or the field... Who hits the most home runs in the series?
Mm.
Like, individually, any of those four guys or somebody else random in the series?
Who hits the most home runs? I'd bet Giancarlo. I trust him right now.
Okay.
I trust him more than anybody else.
Or the field.
Or the field, like Kiki Hernandez hits four home runs?
No. How about Mookie Betts?
Mookie Betts? Yeah, Mookie's a great bet. Oh, I didn't even mean to do it.
It flipped me to go to the field.
Because of Mookie?
Yeah.
I think one of the four stars, Sean.
So for me right now, Stanton is so locked in and has been locked in.
Right.
Whenever October comes around, and all this man has said is, our mission isn't done. Our mission isn't done. Our mission isn't done. He's been badass about it from the beginning.
Right.
He probably didn't even
have champagne afterwards.
No, he was probably just showing off his beautiful, big, sexy arms.
It's like, I got a protein shake in my locker. Can someone go get that for me?
That's right. In fact, what I'm going to do, actually, I can't do it because I live in the state of New York. What I would have to drive over the George Washington Bridge to do is to bet Giancarlo Stanton as World Series MVP. Because I think I would bet him. I think I would. It's either him or Gerrit Cole. Because I do think Gerrit Cole is, as I've talked about, he's my click to pick or my pick to click. Or
we all have a buddy, Mike Carver, works in the gambling world. He brought up a good one. 200-1, Luke Weaver.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a very good one.
I mean, there's a good chance he pitches every day.
Yeah.
John Wetland won it in 96. If he's closing these tight games out for the Yankees, he's unhittable multi-inning
saves. 200-1?
That's what he said, right? Unless it was 20-1?
No, there's no way he's.
Maybe he was 20-1?
20-1 makes a little bit more sense. The only thing that scares me, and I still don't know the answer to this, Sean, you could Google this. Who decides the World Series MVP? Like, where does that come from? You know, we know who votes for the NL and AL MVP.
Right.
And the reason I asked that question is...
Plus 220 to 1. That's all right.
It's 20 to 1. Okay. I mean, 200 to 1. Freaking crazy. The Brooklyn Nets are 200-1 to win an NBA title. All right. Luke Weaver being the World Series MVP.
Plus 200. That's what they're real.
All right. The only concern I have is that the sport so star bleeps that if it's close, they'll give it to a star. Like, if it's close, it's Juan Soto.
A committee of reporters and officials in attendance of the World Series decided.
All right, so that seems like sort of legitimate, right?
Yeah.
All right, you know what? You want to drive to Jersey with me?
Today?
Yeah, well, we got to do it before Friday, so that's the question.
All right, Thursday might work better.
Thursday, you want to do it?
Yeah.
We drive to Jersey, and we make this bet, because you can't make this bet in New York. I'm going to make three bets. I'm going to go Giancarlo, Gerrit Cole, and Luke Weaver. Those are my three guys. I'm sorry, I didn't hit the cough button quick enough. That's on me, and I apologize. Danny is in West Orange. What's up, Danny?
Hey, first, I want to speak about Fernando Valenzuela, but in terms of like living up to the hype, to me, it's got to be the 1980 U.S.-Russian hockey game. I mean, that was just incredible.
Yeah.
You know? Fernando Valenzuela, you know, when I heard the news today, it really hit me pretty hard because back in 81, this is, you know, pre-internet days, you know, whenever he pitched, it was the game of the week. I mean, everybody around the country watched this guy. And, you know, I started to do some research about him because we were roughly the same age. And it turned out he was born exactly the same day that I was, November 1st, 1960. And so when I heard today that he had passed, obviously it was like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, that's like, that's hard for me to, like, you know, to deal with, right? And I got to tell you, over the years, I tried to meet him. The last time I tried to meet him was actually last Tuesday night at Game 3. I had seats downstairs, and I got there really early, and I spoke to people in the media, and I tried to find him. And, you know, he just was nowhere around. And now I know why. He was really sick, you know. And all I ever wanted to do was really just show him my driver's license, show him the date on there that I was born, and see his face and his smile. He had a great smile.
Yeah.
And just shake his hand. And, you know, so for me, it was really weird to read that this morning. It was really, you know, it was really tough because when I first saw him, I mean, I was a young man, he was a young man, and, you know, not so young anymore.
I think that, know? I think what
right, hits, but you're not old, you're 63, you're a young man, you got plenty of life to live.
But I think that's what hits people about this. Yeah. Like, you think of the sport, you think of watching him play, if you were lucky enough to see him play, but the first thing I thought about, because when I got the news too, I was the same thing, I was like stunned, was he's too young.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's always the number one thing that jumps out at you when someone passes away, especially at that age, 63. It's just too young to lose him. And so, and then you, of course, you think about his accomplishments. You think about the windup, as you talked about. When I got to see him pitch was well after Fernando Mania, but I remember seeing him pitch for the Padres. I don't even think I saw him pitch for the Dodgers. I saw him pitch for the San Diego Padres, and my dad would tell me, oh, Fernando Mania. You know, Nomo Mania, Ev? I was like, oh, yeah, Nomo Mania. It's like, Fernando Mania, that was something else. The crowds were packed. People needed, that was an event. And so it sucks to lose him.
Right.
And I'm sure he'll be honored very well throughout this World Series. I mean, it's just crazy to think that Fernando Mania's height was 1981, and this is the first time we're seeing a Yankee-Dodger World Series since 1981. So I'm sure Fox will do a very good job of celebrating the life and legacy of the great Fernando Valenzuela.
3FM.
I've never considered buying the jersey of a player that doesn't play for my team. But there is a particular player who's doing everything he can to get me, Evan Roberts, to buy his jersey. And that person, of course, is famed kicker Brandon Aubrey of the Dallas Cowboys.
Why, what did he do now?
What did he do? It's a great question. Brandon Aubrey missed practice today. Why?
I do not know. Please tell me.
Because Brandon Aubrey loves his country and is serving jury duty.
That's great.
That's my guy.
I'm a loser.
That's amazing. That's a guy who says, look.
If he was a backup D tackle, he's not serving jury duty.
Not only is he serving, breaking news from the Star-Telegram, he's been selected.
Wow. But I've got good news. I've got great news. Juries do not serve on Sunday.
And it's a felony strangulation case.
Are you serious?
What? Are we even supposed to know what kind of jury he's on?
Well, maybe now that it's leaked, he'll get out. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. know, man. I spent a week talking about my case, and they never let me out.
Felony strangulation, which means it's not going to be a couple-day deal.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's crazy.
How's he pulling this off?
Well, does he really have to practice? He's a kicker.
That's the thing. He doesn't have to practice, and he's fine on Sunday. Like, remember, it's Monday through Friday.
Yeah, but how's he getting... Oh, it's Friday, so he can travel on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a big... He can fly Friday.
They play Sunday night, though. You better get back for Monday.
Yeah, that's no big deal. I think you get it. You take the private... the team plane back. You always fly back
back right after the game.
Now, he'll be tired on Monday.
Yeah.
That'll be a problem.
Now, the question is he an actual juror or an alternate juror? Like
Evan. What are you trying to say? By the way, I have done my research. I have not placed the bet because I have to place the bet myself. Luke Weaver, odds of winning the World Series MVP are plus 22,000, which means if you bet $100 on Luke Weaver to win the MVP, you would win $22,000.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about you guys.
Well, the reason it's that way is because there's just not a lot of them.
So, I was surprised by that. Tiki did the research, how many World Series MVPs have been relievers, and I think I'm biased, and a lot of us are biased, because we remember specifically two of them.
Yeah.
John Wetland in 1996, we all certainly remember, and Mariano Rivera did it in 1999 against Atlanta. So,
right.
In the Yankee dynasty, we saw it happen twice with two different players.
It must have happened a lot, but the previous time it happened was 1974, the Oakland Athletics, and that was Raleigh Fingers, and then you got to go all the way back to 1959, when Larry Shelley did it as a rookie.
Sherry,
as a rookie.
I've heard of him.
Larry Sherry, as a rookie.
Against the Go-Go Sox.
In 1959.
Wow.
With the Dodgers.
That was a Dodger-White Sox World Series.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think based on that, I can understand why the odds are so crazy, but I'm doing it. Do you guys want to jump in on this?
What was Giancarlo?
I do not know.
Giancarlo's odds. Because what? The LCS, the Championship Series and World Series MVP, that's happened more often.
Yeah. Stand by.
Yeah, that has happened a bunch of times. Right. It's not that
including
crazy.
2 years ago. Or 2 years ago?
With whom?
With Pena.
Plus 950, by the way.
2 years ago. Jeremy Pena.
He did it in both. Yeah, he did it against the Yankees, and then he did it in the World Series.
As a rookie.
Well, how?
He's the fifth favorite, plus 950.
Yeah, I'm doing the Weaver thing, man.
I mean, why not do the Weaver?
I mean, that's crazy to me. Like, I'm hearing those numbers, and I'm like, the Yankees are going to use Luke Weaver literally every game.
Yeah.
Right? Aaron Boone is going to try to use him every game. If he's effective in every game, and let's say saves all of the games.
Right. Gets Ohtani out three times in the series.
How is he not the MVP?
It's a great point.
I'm going to warn you guys.
Look, he pitched almost every game. In the championship
he
series,
did.
Right?
And
he
the odds on top of the reliever thing, it's all the big stars with the offense, so they figure one of them's got to win it. That also
I'm going to warn you guys right now, because I want to be honest about this. Some other hosts have not been honest about it. They'll scream about something, and you won't realize why they're screaming about it. If the Yankees win the World Series, and Luke Weaver puts together this brilliant performance, and he gets screwed out of the World Series MVP, I'm sorry. Like, 5 minutes into celebrating Yankee fans, I'm going to have to go crazy. Is that okay? Do you give me permission?
You wouldn't be the first afternoon host to be yelling about that.
I mean, come on. All right, I'm doing it. That's a lock. So if you guys all want to do it together, obviously bet responsibly, but within your means, which is always important, and have some fun. Plus 22,000. I am.
And it just feels like it's going to happen, too.
Oh,
if the Yankees win, it just feels like it's going to happen.
If Luke Weaver wins the World Series MVP, what do you guys want? I'm going to get each of you a very special present. I'm telling you right now.
Sean wants a replica championship ring.
You want a replica championship ring?
Sure. Yeah, okay. I'll take a replica
Let me
ring.
Write that down. Replica championship ring. Okay, Tommy Lugar, what would you like?
Courtside tickets at the Garden for Nick Anderson.
Oh, come on. You're such a pig.
What?
That could be half my winnings.
It's 200 to 1. You're going to win a lot of Scudetto here. You're going to win big bucks.
Do you know how much it costs to go courtside? How about you just say, Evan, can I have two of your personal season tickets for a game?
Do you know how this works? You asked me what I want for a present. I gave it to you.
How about just a good word on your resume?
He's already got that, so he's like, I don't need that from him.
I'll think of another gift.
Trust me, I do more than that for him, and he knows it. Tiki, is there anything specific you want?
A bottle of Pappy Van Winkle.
How expensive is that?
It's $5,000.
$5,000. You know what I did? When I wasn't sleeping.
I'm joking.
When I wasn't sleeping for 25 minutes yesterday.
What's that?
I finally did it.
What'd you do?
I listened to Tiki Barber on the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh, nice.
I did. There's a lot there. That came from, by the way. Yeah, it was something else. The funny part was I kept falling asleep, not because of you or Howard, just because of
my illness. Just because you're exhausted.
And then I kept restarting it. Yeah. So I literally listened to it 150 times. Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. What's up, Kendrick?
Evan, you started the show, or when you got to the show today, and you started talking about this barber that you seemingly think you're breaking up with. But let me get this straight. The first time you met this guy to get a haircut and sat in his chair, you went in with bronchitis. Do you think maybe he was breaking up with you?
That's a good one.
Such a good point.
So solid.
He made a
solid
realized,
point, Kendrick.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I did my research. Once I had the pills in me, I'm no longer contagious.
Yes.
So just to let everybody know.
Same with pneumonia. Good.
Same thing with pneumonia. Once you get those antibiotics in you, you are no longer contagious. So if that's what he thinks, maybe that's what he thinks.
Fair enough. One more quick point and then a question for Tiki. If you're going to go with this Luke Weaver thing, Evan, on the eve of, or I should say, on the night of Nets opening day here, why don't you parlay Luke Weaver with Ben Simmons, MVP, and then maybe you can take me through a game that you promised and then you ghosted me because you thought I was somebody else. How about that?
Oh, that's true. I promised to take you to what, a Nets game?
Yeah, the whole Knicks playoff run, you thought I was good. Karma, and then it wasn't me, that whole thing.
Yes,
but you know what?
There's another Kendrick.
Yeah, I'll give you, I'll take you to a game. Trust me, no one wants to go to Net games with me this year, so I will definitely take you to plenty.
The Nets still in the league.
I was actually going to ask the guys because I was going through my schedule last night. Pick a game on the schedule, not name the Knicks, and tell me when you want to go to Barclays Center.
Well, didn't we go to the Knicks last time?
Yeah, but this year it's not going to be the Knicks.
Why?
Because the only one you can make resale value on.
Because there's only two games. And one of the games is the final Sunday of the regular season. Trust me, we're not going to that. It's a Sunday afternoon in April. That one's out. And the other one, I've already promised somebody.
Oh, okay.
So it's nothing personal.
I don't need to go to a Knicks game.
Thank you, Tiki. So it'll be me, you, and Sean, because trust me, that guy over there is not coming to any Nets game that doesn't involve the Knicks.
I mean, how far is Brooklyn from your home?
That's not the point. He doesn't want to
see Not far enough.
It's also not the question. You're supposed to ask him where Brooklyn at.
Is there any basketball team you would come as a show with
Lakers.
Us.
Lakers. You want to see Bronny?
Would you
Bronny.
Want
to see? We're going to the G League?
Bronny.
That's where he's headed. I'm thinking like maybe Wemby. I'm trying to think of something like I'd want to see. It's tough with the NBA, too. You don't know if the stars are actually playing. Let's go with the Spurs.
You going with the Spurs? Yeah. That would be your pick?
Yeah, because I feel like that's a ticket you wouldn't be looking to sell too much. I wouldn't be putting you in a bad spot.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I'm sure that there's some of these games you're going to get good value for if you want to sell them.
Funny thing about the NBA is that you're actually 100% right. Like, people want to see the stars.
Yeah.
So when a team like the Spurs, and the Spurs are a team with a star, when they come to town, like, people want to see them. So you actually do okay. Let me see. Oh, I already sold the Spurs. Sorry about that. It's already gone. Man, who knew? I got the game we're going to.
Who knew?
To.
It's Wimby.
I got the game we're going to. Which Nets, one? Nets, Hornets. But, not by, Nets, Hornets. But it's one of those tournament games. And the Knicks are in the same bracket.
The NBA Cup.
As the Nets, the tournament, the NBA Cup. So we'll go there and we'll be rooting for tiebreakers. That'll be a lot of fun.
And a cool colored court.
Yes, and the cool colored court.
Oh, how much beer we get?
I'm going to buy you so much beer, you're not going to know what to do with it. Write that down on your schedule, Luke, November 19th.
Okay, and I got another game I want. I want to see the Oklahoma City Thunder. I want to scout them for the NBA Finals, Knicks Thunder.
Oh, a Hartenstein game.
Yep.
Look at that. All right. You like his confidence right there?
I do.
Very nice.
Just went on Friday.
Wednesday, February 26th. Okay, we're in for that one, too. Sounds good. Let's go to Zach in Staten Island. What's up, Zach?
Hey, guys. Thanks for making the drive home so much better. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
But, you know, now that the season's already over for the Brooklyn Nets,
Yes.
That opens up a whole bunch of time for Evan to get back to doing what he does best. And what he does best is being the commissioner of the Nick Hating Coalition.
Yeah. So what are you inviting me to do? You're inviting me to continue my reign as the leader of the coalition of Nick haters?
Let's go next.
Create T-shirts, secret meetings, little hand signals. Is that what you want?
I mean, you are the hater on that show there. So,
oh yeah, there's no question about that. You are correct. But what the key is, Zach. I'm sorry, I put him on hold, and now I'm trying to get rid. Now he's gone. Okay. I wanted to get rid of him. I don't want to put him on hold. Because then it's like I'm making him sit there while I mock him. As I told Tiki, and this is going to be a common occurrence here on the Evan and Tiki program, I will be a jukebox. When you want the hate, you press a button. Mm. When you want IBO talk.
Is this new?
Yeah. Because I want you to decide on certain days. Now, I want you to be an IBO. And I will give you my independent basketball observations. Because the one thing I've proven to you over 2 years is when I don't root for the team and I put my like regular hat on, I'm going to break things down like as fairly as humanly possible. But sometimes you just want to hear the hits. And you just want to hear about Markel Bridges' broken jump shot. And I'll give it to you. But I also want to be fair. And what I said earlier to Nick fans, this is IBO talk, is it's one game. And you got to take a deep breath. Like this. Watch.
Yeah, no, you can't take deep breaths
right now. I can't take deep breaths.
You're incapable because your lungs are compromised.
Did I tell you what happened when I went to the doctor hospital thing?
No, what'd they say?
They yelled at me.
For not wearing a mask?
Yes.
Oh.
You can't be cold.
They thought you had COVID?
They definitely
thought you had COVID.
I took a COVID test.
Uh-huh.
So I figured I didn't have COVID. And no one else was wearing masks.
How old is that test? Is it still from 2020?
I think Biden sent it to me, so I'm not sure. It was one of those freebies.
Yeah. It's probably dead.
But I got like a real lecture about, I should have gone to the hospital sooner. And I'm like, well, first of all, I knew Monday I was going to have to just
deal. Did you tell them the Mets didn't get knocked out till Sunday night?
I tried to explain it. I was like, Monday, it's bad enough I'm missing a show anyway, but like I couldn't do this Monday. And they're like, well, why? And I said, I just couldn't. Mm. And she reamed me a new one.
Really?
Oh, my God.
And nicely reamed or like meanly reamed?
I don't know how to explain this.
Like you're going to die because you didn't come in reamed or?
No. It was more like I'm really disappointed in you and you're stupid. It was one of those.
When you go to the dentist and they get on you for not flossing. Right. Like, shut up. Enough.
Well, I didn't say shut up to the beautiful nurse.
No, I
did. By the way, she wasn't beautiful necessarily. I just want to be
sweet. No, I'm just saying, when you go to a dentist and they get all preachy about flossing.
Yeah.
And you, in your head, go, shut up. Nobody really goes that back far in the molars.
No,
that's what you're thinking.
What I did is I apologized because, like, listen, trust me. I know when I'm wrong. Mm. Like.
Water pick, by the way.
Water picks are amazing.
I do have one of those.
Much easier.
They are great. I know when I'm wrong. As soon as I walked into the Rainbow Room today and everyone's wearing a suit, you don't think I knew? Oh, my God. What am I wearing? I'm a child.
Do you ever think about turning around and not going in?
It was too late at that point. I made eye contact with Craig and Craig's wife. Craig's wife is the best. Mm. And she looked at me. She's so sweet. And I could see she looked up and down at me and was like, Evan, it's great to see you.
Oh, no.
And I said, I could see the disgust in your eyes.
And it was classic Craig. Obviously, this is an emotional day for him. He's taking a picture with his family outside Rockefeller Plaza. And he looks up and he goes, Evan, he goes, I guess Baby Gap is still open. And then he goes back to taking a picture.
Yes. Unbelievable.
So I knew. So same thing at the doctor's office. I knew. I was like, all right, this is a problem.
And you got bronchitis after all of that.
Yeah, they checked me for, what's that thing called I said earlier?
The flu?
Strep? No, the flu and strep. Like I got
pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Yeah.
That's what I was concerned about because I had it last year. And you remember how bad that was. That thing didn't go away. So they gave me these x-rays. That was another disaster. I go to take the x-rays.
Geez, how long were you at the hospital?
Oh, it was a disaster.
I'm glad you needed this battery of tests, but breathed all over us Monday.
Well, I had to do Monday's show. I'm sorry about that. Mm. Mets got eliminated.
I understand.
But I'm doing the x-rays, and they started killing me for how I'm breathing. Mm. You're not breathing the right way.
What do you mean?
I said, I'm not breathing.
Is that because you couldn't breathe the right way or because you were not listening to direction properly?
I think it was a combination of both.
Oh, my God.
Because I was trying to listen, but I was also in, like, really bad shape.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, breathe casually. And I'm like, and she's like, is that casual? It depends.
You go to a doctor or a chuckle hut?
So they made me do it numerous. It was such a... I freaking hated it. Because I felt like I was just an imbecile. Like, I couldn't do anything right.
Well, I mean, you are. Now, Tiki, this is for you with rabbit hole stuff. And I'm being serious. I don't know. Was the original person that had bronchitis a dinosaur way back when? And that's how they came up with the name?
I don't think so. I think it's because they're bronchial... with the bronchial, whatever they're called, in your lungs.
But somewhere along the lines, it's connected to a bronchosaurus.
I don't think that's a bronch.
That was a nice attempt.
That's a brontosaurus.
I appreciate
not
it.
Not bronch.
But I thought the same thing, though, Sean, to make you feel better. I also keep thinking back to Friday night. So we were on for like 5.5 hours Friday. Yes. I stayed late to watch the rest of the Met game. And it was me, Pete Hoffman, and Tommy Lugauer in the midday show office. Oh, God, Sal and BT are going to hate me for this.
Yes, bronchial tubes in your lungs.
That makes sense.
They get inflamed, which is exactly what I told Evan on Monday night.
Yeah.
You need to treat the inflammation caused by whatever is causing you to get to cough.
Yeah, and we've treated it like crazy.
800 milligrams of Motrin. That should get it done.
No, I got some kind of steroid in me. I don't even know what it is. But we're sitting in the office, and Hoff and I are just coughing up a storm.
Yeah.
And Pete's like, we're just run down. And I'm like, you're right. We're just run down.
And by the way, you are right.
Bro, and Pete hasn't been at work in 4 days.
Yep.
So he got knocked up, too.
You killed Pete Hoff.
I killed Pete Hoff.
The Rico was destroyed by this Met run.
You know what it is? Somehow, you're in better shape than Pete.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Somehow,
the better shape you are, the better you can recover from this. I'm being serious.
And the person in the best shape is Tommy because he sat in there and had no issues.
Of course,
look at Tommy. Yeah, he's in good shape. I tell you, he's a very he's an in shape guy. I don't even think he does any exercise,
right?
Which is frustrating.
In the fast paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.